this afternoon. Our postcard comes courtesy of Jeff Stonebanks. He's here to tell us about the third annual Coastal Garden Trail to raise money for Macmillan. It's taking place over the weekend of the 26th and 27th of July. Afternoon, Jeff.
Hello, Alison. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And 31 gardens to choose from along the coast, all between Brighton and Eastbourne.
That's right, there are. I mean, we're steadily rising in number. This year's the highest ever. Some very special ones in amongst there. We've got a beautiful walled garden at 122 Marine Parade in Kemp Town, which is a real secret gem that people should try and go out and see. Eastbourne, we've got a lovely Japanese garden in Willoughby Crescent. Beautiful coastal garden overlooking the harbour in New Haven. My own garden, which was lucky enough to appear on a national TV programme last week as well. But lots more, and it's well worth the effort to get out and
have. Yeah. Whoa. You can't just drop that into conversation, Jeff, and carry on.
Well, I can try.
Hey, tell us more. Well, you can try. No, not with me. Well, yeah. So which breakfast show were you on?
Good Morning Britain. On the other side.
Well, you really, wow.
Yes, the garden.
And what was that like?
It was fascinating. I mean, they wanted to send the weather girl out to broadcast all her reports from her garden live, and she did it in my garden last week, and it was a fabulous experience, wonderful weather, and she interviewed me twice on TV as well, which made an added bonus.
Fabulous. And did you offer her some of your world-renowned cake?
I did actually, yes. If you go back and perhaps have a look at it, you can see she's got a stack of them all there ready to eat. And we even had bacon butties for the crew.
Perfect. Oh, they'll be back. And also four brand new gardens that have never been opened before to
we
the public.
Have, yeah, Granville Road in Eastbourne, and the one I've just mentioned, 122 Marine Parade in Brighton, at 27 Alfriston Park in Seaford, and 88 Lustall's Crescent in Saltdean. Four people that have never done it before. Lovely garden. All completely different, well worth going to have a look at.
I mentioned cake. 13 of those gardens will be serving tea and cakes, and some even light lunches.
They will indeed, yes, they will. I mean, evenly spread across the trail. So this year with 31, there's probably too many for people to see in one weekend. What we've done is we've created six smaller trails within the 31. Brighton's got a city trail of seven gardens. There's three along the coast from Saltdean to Peacehaven. The New Haven trail's got four. This year we've got the whole of the village of Piddinghoe, just north of New Haven. It's got nine gardens. There's five in Seaford itself, and again three in Eastbourne. So try something different. Probably get yourself together in a group, maybe go out on a bike ride and visit some of them, or many of them are on the number 12 bus route, so you can hop along and without getting in the car.
And of course it's all raising money for a great cause.
It is, Macmillan. All the money's raised from this trail will go to the new cancer centre in Brighton, and work started building it back in February. And as I say, specifically, it won't go into a general pot. It all goes into a particular pot for the cancer centre in Brighton. Last year we raised £2,500 with... £2,500 in the first year, 2012, with nine gardens. Last year, five and a half with 20 gardens. This year with 31 on show. Hopefully we can exceed that. But if people want to come along, it's going to be £12 a ticket. And that ticket can be bought in the first garden that they visit, and that will entitle them to see as many gardens as they like on either the Saturday or the Sunday. However, if you only want to see a few, you can choose to just pay £2 at the garden gate of each of those that you visit. And when you visit that first garden, you'll be able to pick up a 12-page brochure that lists all the gardens on display and open that weekend, and other details as well.
And I understand that on Sunday, the 27th of July, BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey's very own expert gardener from Digit, Jean Griffin, will be on hand in your garden.
She will indeed. Jean has very, very kindly offered to come along. So if anybody's got any gardening queries that they can't get answered on Digit that morning, pop along to Driftwood and Jean will try and do the job for you here. She'll be here for throughout the morning, yeah. From 11 till 5.
If people want to find out more details, how can they get in touch?
Okay, we've got a couple of choices. If your listeners have got access to the internet, very simple. They just need to go to www.macmillangardentrail.co.uk. That's macmillangardentrail.co.uk. If they don't have access to the internet, they can call 01323 899296. That's 01323 899296.
Fabulous. Well, best of luck with it all, Jeff. That is the third annual Coastal Garden Trail for Macmillan, taking place over the weekend of the 26th and the 27th of July. And as always, if you're organising an event locally, please do tell